Now, verse 3 says, what profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? Now, let's understand, this is under the sun. This is man's viewpoint. God's not giving his viewpoint here. This is all under the sun. This is not under the sun and over the moon. This happens to be just under the sun. And it happens to be a picture of man apart from God attempting to find satisfactions in life. Now, the first thing that he tries is this matter of, we would call it science, or you can call it the laws of nature. He began to make a study of that. And that's interesting. Men today that have gone into the scientific field have spent actually years, in fact, a lifetime, studying these laws of nature. And this book is remarkable in giving us these laws of nature. Now, will you notice he found this to be true? Listen to this, verse 4. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Now, the earth is permanent. It has a stability that man doesn't have, because man is merely temporary. And you have now contemporary man. He's a little different than the man of the past, and probably be a great deal different than the man of the future. But man's temporary, and the continuity of mankind is maintained through births. In other words, you and I weren't here 100 years ago. I don't think many of you were. And you and I won't be here 100 years from today. In fact, there's some of us won't be around much longer. But mankind will continue, and it'll continue through births. Now, he's noted that one generation passeth away, another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Man is a transitory creature. And that is one of the things that makes this life, actually, if you want to look at life today in terms of this life only, may I say to you that man is the most colossal failure in God's universe. Why, he's just around here a few years. Why, these redwood trees up here in Northern California that I drove through, some of them there that were here when Christ was on earth. And they are around quite a while, but after all, they're just really little primaries. They haven't really been here long. The rocks around us, they tell us, been here millions of years, billions of years. I don't know. I don't think they know either. But you and I are on an earth that's been around for quite a while. It was here before man got here, and it's going to be here after most of us leave this earth. Now, my friend, may I say to you, this adds, as you can see, a certain dimension to man and to life that's rather discouraging, disappointing. Man is not what he thinks that he is. You know, Solomon, with all that he had, found life monotonous. There was that sameness to it. Tried to get away from it. People today, doing everything under the sun, most of us have sand in our shoes, itchy feet. We're running everywhere, going everywhere today. Motels and hotels are filled. Highways and freeways are filled today with people. They're on the go. What's happening? Well, looking for satisfaction, getting away from the boredom and the monotony of life. And I say to you, if you're just going to look at man as he is today, apart from God, it's not a pretty picture, my friend, and that's what Ecclesiastes will present to us.